You're listening to SBS News.
Researchers have embarked from Hobart on a month-long voyage south aboard the RV Investigator, which will allow the researchers to produce the first high-resolution maps of the sea floor surrounding Macquarie Island between Tasmania and Antarctica. At the same time, they will also deploy seismometers on the sea floor to investigate the region's crustal and mantle structure and its seismicity. Dr. Caroline Eakin is a seismologist at the Australian National University and one of the chief investigators on board.
One of the exciting things about this voyage is it's going to be the first of its kind in Australia on the Investigator, on the national vessel, to deploy these kinds of instruments. We just bought them a few years ago. So I think that's been a real driver in doing this project and why we're doing it now as soon as we can.
On Tuesday, scientists and crew boarded the Investigator to begin their isolation. The vessel was originally meant to set sail on Friday, October 9th, but the day before, everyone on board received a negative COVID-19 result, meaning they could leave that afternoon instead.
That enables us to get going and get to work. We don't want to delay our departure any longer than needed. This ship costs about $100,000 a day. We're 40 people on it. Every day we stay tied up to the wharf here in Hobart is consuming resources without any obvious benefits.
Professor Mike Coffin says this voyage is almost a return to normal operations for the Investigator.
It is very much an experimental voyage in terms of implementing more than 50 pages of protocols on the ship and trying to see if we don't end up like cruise ships with COVID rampaging through a confined space. So we're really fortunate that this experiment, this voyage was planned originally for late March to April. It's been postponed for 6 months, and so we're finally happy to be setting off now.
Dr. Eakin says once they arrive on Macquarie Island, they will divide the island into four areas.
And then around the island, we've divided that area up into four quadrants, so sort of north, east, south, and west. First, we spend a couple of days mapping that quadrant, so trying to image what the seafloor looks like, its topography, its highs and lows. And then we pick our ideal sites to deploy our instruments, and we'll spend sort of in each quadrant about 36 hours deploying the instruments, and then we move to the next quadrant. So that will take up most of our time of the 3 weeks, and then when we're done, we sail back to Hobart.
Hevoye Tokolkic is a professor at the Australian National University and another one of the chief scientists on board. This is his maiden research voyage.
The topography of the ocean floor and its relief is not well known, really, so it's pretty rugged environment to place these instruments on the ocean floor. And I think a fair comparison would be that this is as challenging as basically deploying instruments on the surface of another planet.
Those instruments will be left on the sea floor for about a year, and the scientists will have to travel back to collect them. Dr. Caroline Eakin again.
When we get the recordings back from the seismometers, we're going to look at those waveforms, the recordings of the earthquakes, find examples of potentially local earthquakes and potentially very distant earthquakes from the other side of the world. And then we're going to use that information to essentially, as Hervoy described earlier, about and corresponding to analysing the body, we're going to look at how fast and slow those waves travelled beneath the study area, and use that to construct an image of the subsurface beneath the Macquarie Ridge, Macquarie Island.
While on the voyage, the Investigator will also be picking up expeditioners in Antarctica, something Professor Coffin has never done before.
We're also on a Mercy mission for Antarctic Division. They have two expeditioners at the Macquarie Island Station who want to get off the island, or need to get off the island. So, because the delivery of the Nuyina, the new Australian icebreakers delayed, and because the old one, Aurora Australis, has been decommissioned, Antarctic Division has asked us to retrieve two expeditioners from the station and bring them back to Hobart 6 months earlier than they would be possible for Antarctic Division to bring them back. So we're also adding a humanitarian perspective to this voyage that is something I've never done before, picking people up off an Antarctic base.
The voyage is expected to return to Hobart on Sunday, November 1st.